This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Happy hump day, everybody. It's the Colleen and Bradley Show, My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi. Oh, look, I'm here.
Well, for now.
Am I? Where
am I? You
know,
can I just, before we get started with the show.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the show. So, but before we throw a topic out there.
Yeah.
I just want to point out, on Monday of this week, Bradley started his tenure in jury duty.
Yep. Not thinking I was going to really have to probably do much of anything. Like, oh, you guys, I had done this before. I call a number and they tell me not to do anything. And then I just sit here for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So I'll just do the show. No big deal.
So Bradley was here for the first half hour of the show and then was called away.
Yeah, because, oops, checked in a break. We're like, let's do this bit where we pretend like I'm going to have to go, but then I really don't because I'm not going to have to go.
And it was really only 15 minutes. So Bradley did 15 minutes of the show, checked his phone, and then bye.
Bye.
Okay,
peace
so
out.
That was Monday. Tuesday, yep. He made it till 12:45.
Yep. Because when we're on the other side of this, I will give you a play by play just because I think it's such a fascinating look into how you deal with civic duty and in a pandemic on the duty.
Duty. There was some duty.
But I can't wait to share the full details.
Okay. Then today, Bradley, how long do we get you today?
Today I'm gonna be here till beep boop ba boop beep boop ba boop beep 1 o'clock. I think. I mean, according to all sources,
the street's the place to go.
And it's South 6th Street, 300 South 6th Street, 15th floor, I think. I don't know. I probably shouldn't say that. Anyway.
Okay, so Bradley will leave after the first hour, which means we have to cram all the good stuff that he wants to talk about. I mean, not that the rest of the show won't be good, but we want Bradley to have
after that, just, you know,
just
whatever.
Call
you
got it
stuff
a day.
To do.
No, Bradley, all the things Bradley brought to talk about, we're going to try to cram into this first hour. There will be plenty to talk about for the rest of the show. Worry not.
I feel bad leaving you guys hanging, but, you know, it's what we do to be Americans.
Yes, exactly.
And I'm proud to be
I sang that last night at home.
But did you sing the Night Court theme song outside the courtroom yesterday? Anyway.
Okay, also, I did that theme song really quickly at the gym.
Oh, yeah.
Telling people what we were going to do
and
what we laughed about. They didn't know that theme song.
That's tragic.
I'm old.
The real tragedy of that is because it's so difficult to find old episodes.
Yeah, it really is.
Episodes of Night Court. And we've tried. Don't worry about it. All right, so Bradley, what is the first thing that you absolutely need to talk about today?
Thank you. So all that to let you know, Kylie Jenner's cosmetics company is being sued for allegedly inflating their brand.
Oh, really?
So actually, what I mean by that is that Coty Cosmetics, the parent company of Kylie Cosmetics, now, you might not remember this, or maybe you didn't even know, but that's fine. Now you do. 51% of the company, Kylie Cosmetics, is owned by Coty.
Mm-hmm.
And Coty Cosmetics is now facing a lawsuit over allegedly inflating the value of her beauty brand, that is Kylie Jenner's beauty brand, Kylie Beauty, and deceiving shareholders. And they're being sued by a particular shareholder. Business, complicated, law, legal, blah, 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 right? Mm-hmm. There's all this stuff, federal court, blabbity blue.
Oh, that sounds like something you'd be familiar with.
Well, yes. I mean, frankly, as a convicted juror, or whatever I am, panelist.
Potential.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Words.
so they're really going to want me today. the shareholder in question, this is what I found interesting about this story. So the fact that they're being sued by a shareholder, we wouldn't normally, this isn't CNBC, right? Like,
right.
We're not doing deep dives on business law and stuff like that. But what I found interesting about it is the reason for the lawsuit. They claim in this particular case that Cody engaged in a, quote, fraudulent scheme and course of business that operated to deceive purchasers of Cody. I'm reading verbatim for a reason.
Okay.
Operated to deceive purchasers of Cody shares by disseminating materially false and or misleading statements or concealing material adverse facts about Cody's business operations and prospects. And specifically, the lawsuit claims that Cody overpaid for Kylie Cosmetics. What's interesting about that is very likely, what I took away from this is that very likely they overpaid because Kylie Cosmetics was overblown. Right?
Right.
And there's a very specific reason you might remember from a Forbes article from May of 2020 that perhaps Kylie Cosmetics was overblown in its brand potential. Why? Do you remember that Forbes article?
Well, I don't remember that Forbes article. I am, my brain is in a different place about her cosmetics brand.
Okay.
But tell me what the Forbes article said.
So the Forbes article, I think we talked about this back in May of 2020. That's this year, believe it or not.
That's about at least 3 years ago.
That
was 3 years ago.
that's when Forbes said, "Oh wait,
oh, yeah.
Kylie, you're not a babillionaire.
Yes,
we lied.
We failed to carry the one
because you lied." And they implied really that while Kris Jenner, the matriarch and, you know, guru behind the scenes of Kylie Cosmetics, because let's be real, do you really think that Kylie Cosmetics is the reason? Is Kylie Jenner the reason for Kylie Cosmetics 100%? Maybe not. Even if she didn't practice actual financial chicanery, shenanigans, doing some no good deeds behind the scene to cook the books, as it were, it sounds like, according to Forbes' investigation back in May, that at the very least she was cooking the PR side of things to make Kylie Cosmetics look far more potentially saleable, and also to make Kylie Jenner look far more successful than she actually was. So if you take that and then Cody looks at it and goes, "Ooh, this is a really big thing." So then Cody is not only being duped, but in turn, they then need to dupe shareholders. Again, this is all the alleged case, as I read it. I don't know what the actual truth is. That maybe Cody then tried to, in turn, dupe shareholders because, like, oh, we just bought this flaming bag of dew. We need to polish this turd Ferguson experience, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I mean, the interesting thing about this is, for us on the Colleen and Bradley show, who have been paying attention to blind items, who have been noticing some of the interesting land property deals that the Kardashians have been doing.
Does this, money laundering.
Thank you. Does this come as any surprise to us?
Buying piles of dirt for billions of dollars.
Yeah, no.
Bless you.
It does not surprise me at all. And what I really hope comes out of this, I think I wrote this in the little explanation. I seriously can't wait until people start looking at Kardashian finances. Maybe it's because of the world we find ourselves in now, where everything is like an 8-week investigation that we need to have happen, and then eventually will show up as a Netflix series. But I might just be predisposed to wanting an investigation into something, whether or not there's merit there or not. But I hope that people who are responsible for looking into such things are doing their due diligence, because it would not surprise me, based on everything we have encountered, as you've referenced, indicates that they're... Because, again, it just... Look at what have we learned in the last... I'm just going to be gracious and say year.
Nothing is real and everyone smokes.
Thank you. And that very often when something doesn't seem to add up, and it's very easy to look at ourselves and go, "Well, we're just a bunch of boobs on midday radio. What do we know?" But how many times have we said, "Well, that doesn't smell right," and then lo and behold,
it doesn't smell right.
It
exactly.
Stinks.
So I don't feel like the Kardashian financial empire smells very good, and I hope that people who know things do things.
Well, that sounded ominous.
Yes. Well, it's just because I don't know how to say those words.
It does make me wonder, and I know. But it does make me wonder if the timing of the saying goodbye to Keeping Up with the Kardashians could possibly be related to any trouble that could be unfolding before
now
us.
You're using that schnoodle.
Yes, I know. Because think about it. If they really were under some sort of investigation, would they want to be trotting their reality show out there?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, like, certainly, but it's a good idea. Like, I see them like, let's just pack up and go away, and maybe they won't know.
I'm just throwing that out there for consideration. I'm not saying, I haven't actually done the math on that. But, you know, I think we can call everything into question when we see that there's some funny business going down. We can call everything into question, especially when it comes to the Kardashians, because they are well orchestrated.
And this America, do we have any
patriotic music? Oh, let's get that going.
And it's extra important today on this day, the third day of my jury duty, which has not happened yet. It's another story.
Emphasis on the duty. Go on.
Duty. This America is why it's important to pay attention to the Kardashians, because you thought it was just about these, you know, hot messes showing their dumb selfies on social media. No, it's a lesson in American chicanery, shenanigans. Like, it's just saying that, like, if it looks too good to be true, it probably is.
Yeah.
And what rises must fall. I don't know. I'm saying,
and if it,
like,
looks like a duck and it quacks like a duck,
this
it's probably
is why
a
I
Kardashian.
Think we are so fascinated by the Kardashians, because it seems too good to be true, and it might just be.
I agree. Bradley, on that note, I really can't say it better than that. When we come back, we are going to have a dirt alert with Elizabeth Reese after this on My Talk 107.1.
Any pool.
They have any. Because it could be... I mean, I don't know. I guess maybe we have the answer. I just haven't been paying attention, but presumably they could have been sort of in their own worlds up to this point, and it's just now that they're figuring it all out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, that could totally be the case, too.
What he said.
There you go. Sharon Stone says people still want to see her boobs at the age of 62. Oh,
of course they do.
I want people to look at my boobs when I'm 62.
She said, I'm 62. It's like, really? Grow up. And then... She says, though, that she never thought she was that sexy. She said, when I did Basic Instinct, I explored my dark side and made friends with my dark side. I got to not be afraid of my own self. And I think people find that sexy.
Is there anything more irritating than when a fully blown sexy person says, I don't think I'm sexy?
Well, yeah, it could be when, like, people... who are perfectly in shape talk about that they need to lose weight.
So
I think that might be more irritating to me. But, you know, that's me projecting my own issues upon
like
others.
Amazingly beautiful people who are like, I look so awful today.
Yeah.
You're like, no, you never look awful.
No, you never look awful.
You never, ever look awful.
Yeah. Or people who have like one little... You know, they try to say that they have some sort of blemish when they have perfect skin.
You don't know what it's like to be perfect all the time.
You're right.
It's just a lot
really
to
don't.
Live up to.
You are right. I don't know.
I mean, everyone expects that from me. They don't expect it from you.
Oh, that was fun.
Here's what Sharon Stone did say. It's difficult because everybody expects you to be that all the time.
See?
Well, she does say, though, it was very difficult for Marilyn Monroe. She did movies that really mattered, like Bus Stop, The Misfits, but she couldn't still get completely out of being that thing. It's very hard to shake. I will say, I do think that when you are a person whose appearance seems to be valued above all else... Mm-hmm. That can be challenging, number one, as you try to branch into other things and figure out what your value is. And then number two, as you age, it's got to be really difficult. If your appearance is what your payday is based on, that has to feel like a lot of pressure.
It's also, you know, like everybody's got their things. And that thing seems like it would smack you in the face with age, right?
Right.
For most people, and specifically women, I think, in particular, right? Mm-hmm. So I can relate to that. That's the thing I can relate to is that, you know, I can empathize with. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. There you go. And Sharon Stone, it's good. If people want to see your boobs and you're 62, I think we're coming further as a culture then.
Agreed.
I think that's positive. I mentioned Sienna Miller because she split from Lucas Zwerner and ended her engagement. They hit a rough patch and he was a bit immature for her. And so they have split. This 2020, there's a lot of splits that are happening.
Well, you know why?
It's pressure and it's quarantine.
Exactly.
You find out who someone really is when you're stuck with them.
And you have to look at them all day.
And when you see them, you know, people respond to stress and pressure differently.
That's 100% true.
And so if it's like you're not, I don't know, if things maybe were already a little bit difficult or they just are not nice. Some people just aren't nice when they're handling stress.
That's for sure.
I feel seen right now.
These two were first linked in December of 2018, but there is a bit of an age difference. She's 38, he's 29.
So. I mean, that could also have a little something to do with it. It could be everything, put it all in one big pot, stir it up, and you have a breakup.
Remember when Sienna Miller was engaged to Jude Law? And then he admitted to having an affair with his children's nanny.
Yeah. Oh, so gross.
Yep. It was so cliched, and it was so bad. So bad.
Yeah.
Gavin Rossdale, you did the same thing.
That's just so...
I mean, I hate to say this, that's what I was going to say. Didn't Ben Affleck do it too?
100%. Yes, he totally did. He hooked up with the nanny.
You're right. It is so cliche.
Just figure something else out.
It's also just lazy.
It's so lazy.
Right? Yeah. Like, not like there's a right way to cheat, but it strikes me that you're probably...
It's like a crime of opportunity.
Yeah, but it's also like, I think the betrayal level is much deeper because... Oh, sure. When, especially, I think when we're looking at like a heterosexual relationship and you're looking at, you know, a man and a woman has, you know, kind of invited another woman into her home
to take care of her children
and sort of like fill some of the void of the things that she, you know, there's a lot that goes into that. And there's a lot of guilt that goes into that. And there's like feelings of, I'm not there all the time or whatever, all that. And then it feels like that's really preying on those insecurities and exploiting them and then making it feel like you didn't really know what was going on in your own house. It's one thing if you're at some like shoddy Motel 6. I mean, who knows what's going on at bad hotels, but in your own house?
Well,
that's like the Arnold and Maria thing, too.
Yeah, and there's like 100 other things going along with that, right? Like the mother whose job it is to who parents the children,
right?
And then the nanny who's taking on some of the more motherly roles,
right?
And that the then husband finds that to be sexy, but you know what I'm saying?
But in a 25-year-old version,
it's so gross. Yeah, it's just gross. Gross.
It's also just, think about the effect on the woman, because we're assuming in most cases it's the woman, right?
Right.
Let's think about like the long-term effect you have, or it will have on you to know that you let somebody into your home and that like the insecurity alone, like separate and apart from the betrayal and adultery and all that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Of biblical proportions, though it may be. Just the like feeling of insecurity that there was somebody in your home that was essentially, you know,
stealing from you.
Yeah, really.
I mean, totally. Yeah. 100%. Orlando Bloom went out and got coffee with Katy Perry's dad, which I just think is cute.
We are going to give you 30 seconds to answer 5 pop culture questions. We do it every day at 12:30 on the Colleen and Bradley Show. My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom. Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
And this is your 30-second pop culture challenge.
30-second pop culture challenge.
Who's on the phone today, Colleen?
Who's on the phone today, Holly?
It's Chris.
We've got Chris on the line. And what is Chris playing for?
Chris is playing for this.
A My Talk 107.1 t-shirt.
Yay. Hey, Chris. The timer will begin after I ask the first question. Are you ready to play the 30-second pop culture challenge?
Yes.
All right, here we go. The movie Mary Poppins takes place in what city?
London.
Who plays the title role in the movie Rocky?
Sylvester Stallone.
What is the name of Taylor Swift's latest album?
Pass.
What shape is the CBS logo?
Circle.
Close. I. Yep. Mariska Hargitay stars on what Law & Order spinoff?
SVU.
Yes. Now, what is the name of Taylor Swift's latest album?
I don't know.
Think of the word mythology. What's another
one? Oh, God, Chris, so close. I'm so sorry you did not win the 30-second pop culture challenge today, but you can try again tomorrow because we do it every day at 12:30 on the Colleen and Bradley Show. Okay, Bradley, let's answer that last question. What is the name of Taylor Swift's most recent album?
Folklore.
Folklore.
It's a hard word to say.
Folklore. That's the music that we play in our house when people are chewing and I can't listen to it, so I...
Folklore or Taylor Swift albums?
Well, Folklore, but in general, any Taylor Swift album. But yesterday when my daughter was chewing and I had to turn on the music, she goes, "Is this your favorite song?" And I was like, "Yeah, it's good. I like it." Taylor Swift is just easy to cover up chewing. Glad I shared that with
so
you.
Weird.
What? No, that's not weird. Do you not have to play music to like cover up chewing?
No.
No.
Never done it.
Cool. Well, now that we've exposed my weird thing, let's move on to solve some mysteries.
It's not weird. It's just, you know, it's unique.
Mm-hmm. Thank Different. You. That's Minnesotan
special.
For weird. Let's solve some mysteries. We do that in the form of blind items that Holly's brought for us in this segment we call Blinded by the Item.
Blinded by the Item.
Ooh, lots of celebrity gossip mysteries to get to today. Here's our first one. This longtime reporter slash network host has a PR team that hired a bot army to slam the new replacement for a job the host lost.
It's not Tom Bergeron. Oh, is it the female side of things?
They have a name.
Who's the Aaron female? Andrews. Aaron Andrews. Yeah.
Ooh.
And who would be the person who took her job?
Reba McEntire.
Tyra Banks.
For Colleen?
For Bradley.
I mean, that's what I was saying, too. But.
Yeah. So.
Interesting.
Aaron Andrews has hired a PR team that hired a bot army to slam Tyra Banks, specifically her hosting duties on Dancing with the Stars.
You know, that is interesting because there have been a lot of headlines along those lines that, like, you know, Tyra Banks is a robot, etc.
Yeah. Is she a robot?
Nobody knows for sure.
I will say, like, I don't know. Like, it's one of those things where it's hard to have a fully formed opinion based on one performance, right? I just think that's kind of unfair. Like, you're entitled to share your opinion, mm-hmm. obviously.
It's so obvious.
Like, she might change if she, you know what I mean? Like, she might grow into it. I don't know. I feel bad for Tom Bergeron and Aaron Andrews, though.
As do I. But I did. You weren't here, Bradley, when I gave my thoughtful.
What did you say?
Well, so the thing, and you're right. It was her first. It was her first time hosting Dancing with the Stars, Tyra Banks. But the thing about Tom Bergeron and Aaron Andrews, but yeah, both of them actually, is that they really were good. Specifically, Tom Bergeron was really good about moving the show along and making it not about him.
Oh, sure.
But making it about the dancers and their story.
Yeah.
Tyra Banks, that is not a skill of hers.
Yeah.
Nor has it ever been. You know, she is a person who is used to things being about her. Her being the star of the show.
Oh, sure.
That is not a role where you can be the star.
The show is a... What's the word I'm looking for? Group of people.
Ensemble.
Yeah, it's an ensemble cast. It's not, you know, everybody is trying to like sort of mug for time, but like there's not going to be one personality,
right?
So to have a very strong personality like Tyra Banks as the lead, that mathematically seems somewhat counterproductive,
right? So it is, I mean, yeah, it's interesting, but I have noticed a lot of headlines about Twitter reactions that say basically that Tyra was terrible. And I thought that was an interesting, I paid attention
Don't
to
you,
it.
Well, I wish we had more time to talk about Tyra Banks because I feel like that's kind of her thing is to be over, what's the word, that she ends up not meeting perhaps what people's expectations
all
were.
All the time.
Which I'm not saying that's her responsibility. I'm just curious because I feel like that's a common... So I wonder what that's all about. I have more questions. We don't have time. Okay, sorry.
Next.
Blinded by the item.
We do have time for another celebrity gossip mystery. Here we go. The A-list celebrity host slash author who often plays the victim card has a very, very close friend who leaks information about her to tabloids.
Ooh.
Now, this is confirmed.
Oprah?
What? Oh, I was like, what? Okay, A-list host slash author.
Yes, and a celebrity.
And celebrity.
Yeah.
Farrah Abraham?
Stop it. If A stands for annoying.
She's very prolific on social media and has a lot of outspoken opinions about any number
Chrissy
of things.
Chrissy Teigen.
Good one.
Thank you.
Let me fill in the blank for you. So, Chrissy Teigen.
Oh, we know who that is, though.
Has a very, very close friend.
She's married to John Legend.
No, I'm saying the close friend, you ding-a-ling.
Well, who's the close friend?
Yashara Lee.
Oh.
Don't you think?
That he would leak information to the tabloids?
I mean, he is constantly got his pulse on the finger of pretty much any hot gossip story on social media. What did I say, Colleen?
He's got his pulse on the finger.
Did I say he's got his pulse on the finger?
That made me laugh. Okay. So it's Chrissy Teigen. But we're not positive who the close friend is, but we think it might be Yashara Lee.
Could very well be.
Interesting.
But what the blind item is saying is that tabloid stories about Chrissy Teigen are often fueled by Chrissy Teigen herself talking
Got
through
it.
A friend.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it wouldn't need to be somebody like him. It could be some unknown person mm-hmm. who's like, beep, boop, bop, boop, beep.
Interesting.
Interesting. Well, this is, yeah.
Next.
Blinded by the item.
Here is another celebrity gossip mystery for Colleen and Bradley to solve yet another one. This A-list dual threat actress likes to pretend she's totally a hands-on parent, but she has tutors supervising her kids during online school.
Jennifer Garner.
No.
Oh, shucks.
Mm-hmm. I'm not surprised. Go on.
Well, where were her kids when she was on the beach with Bradley Cooper?
Thank you. Fill in that blank.
Jennifer Garner likes to pretend she's totally a hands-on parent, but she has tutors supervising her kids during online school.
I mean, listen, can I be honest?
Which is fine.
Even the most hands-on parents, if they had the means and the ability, would have tutors.
You tutor the crap out of those
tutors.
Kids.
Right?
Oh,
because
God,
no matter how hands-on you are, you, and by the way, I also hate that term hands-on parent. Like,
isn't all parenting hands-on?
Well, it kind except of is. For people and that like, don't have hands.
That's true.
I mean, that's why I don't like it, because I feel like it really... No, what I was going to say, it's offensive to handless people. No, my point is this. Like, the baseline of parenting is involvement. It should be involvement. So, like, to say that person is a hands-on parent, it's like...
Like, versus what?
Yeah.
All the other parents are like, I don't know.
Yeah, that are just, like,
I
neglecting
kids?
Their kids. Yeah, exactly.
Where are they?
But my point is this. No matter how attentive you are to your children and their online learning, if you're not... I mean... Teaching them or being the person to help them with their learning is not A, always easy for anybody, but B, also not actually always great for the kids, right? Like, there are times where I say to my kids, like, I can't be your blank today because I have to be your mom.
Because yeah, you're exercising some humility about
right?
the situation.
Also, I think it's an important caveat, but I also think that the point of this blind item is saying, like, for somebody who's trafficking in a certain stereotype.
Right.
Now, whether that's valid or not, that's a whole separate conversation.
Yeah.
Because I don't know that it's appropriate to hold her to some unnecessary standard of parenthood. Although I will say we can hold her to, you know, the standard of baking things. Like, if you told me she wasn't really baking full time mm-hmm. in her home and she was just, like, eating, like, gas station snacks, that's something I would want to know. Because she's always like, oh, look at this cute little dish I made.
No, she's actually eating Funyuns and Twizzlers.
Yes. Oh, man, that sounds great.
And just, like, lifting a cheek.
All right, well, that was fun.
Well, those are homemade, at least.
Okay.
Hey-o.
Okay. When we come back, I am going to shut this down. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, we have a new publationship to focus on. What's a publationship?
A relationship for publicity.
We call them vulms. We'll tell you about them when we come back on MyTalk 107.1. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 107.1, streaming live at MyTalk107.1.com. Everything.
Hey, what's up?
Clear that throat.
We all do it. At least it wasn't a burp, honey. Oh,
exactly.
And there.
So we're trying to get all the goods into this first hour because we're going to lose Bradley, at least all of Bradley's goods in this hour because Bradley is leaving to perform his civic duty in a couple minutes here. But one of the things we definitely wanted to touch on is a new publationship. And what's a publationship?
It's a relationship for publicity.
And who is our brand new shiny publationship?
I don't know what to call this, but I think Volms is an option.
Yeah, I mean, it's not Volms. It just sounds like bleh.
It's either that or Hitolo.
No.
But Katie Holmes and Emilio Vitolo Jr., they are now a thing and have been spotted together frequently since September 1st, at least. Mm-hmm. And we have an exclusive over at People.
Oh, so like, what does that mean?
So that usually means the call is coming from inside the house. Which side of the house is for you to decide? Who do you think is giving the following information? Mm-hmm. So you can play the home game. Mm-hmm. And Colleen, please let me know what you think. So here's the exclusive from People. Katie Holmes texts new flame Emilio Vitolo Jr. all day long, says source. He can't get enough.
Okay. I would say that comes from Emilio Vitolo Jr.
Mm-hmm. I think
and
that's
also
a good guess.
Texts all day long. Like, I don't.
What does that mean?
Right?
Like, don't we all do that?
Right?
Okay, anyway. So the story itself is reported by People. I'm sorry. That was usually how I say
E.
Or. Okay.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Katie Holmes and her new flame are sticking close as their relationship develops.
Oh, I bet they are.
What? These aren't words. So it then goes on to talk about how they have frequently been shown expressing the PDA, kissing on the street. In the latest issue of People, a source says the two have been talking almost nonstop. They don't even say nonstop.
Almost nonstop.
Emilio is very charming, flirty. It's easy to see how Katie fell for him,
the source
says.
He wrote this.
She seems very into him. She keeps texting him all day long, and he loves it. He can't get enough of her attention.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
He wrote that, you guys.
How do we know specifically, other than the fact that we can do math, which, frankly, in this day and age is not a given, in addition to the fact that we can do math and read an article, and we've done this enough to kind of like read between the lines, how do we also know that this is 100% true and coming, well, 100% coming from Mr. Vitolo Jr.?
Well, because it's incredibly flattering for him.
And thirsty.
And thirsty,
Emilio
because we
very
know.
Very charming, flirty.
Tell us about Mr. Vitolo Jr.'s thirst.
Well, he has been a noted celebrity follower. You can see that he has inserted himself in many stories of many celebrities, including but not limited to the Jonas Brothers. The restaurant he owns is...
Well, I don't even think he owns it.
Or his restaurant.
His dad.
His dad's restaurant. Is decorated with pictures of celebrities who have visited. He also had, I believe it was a tweet. Was it a tweet?
Was that a tweet, Holly, or an Insta?
Or an Insta.
An Instagram.
I'm famous, you guys. Deal with it. I'm famous. Shut up and deal. I'm paraphrasing. He just really wants to be somebody. And we all know those people, don't we?
He's friends with Nick and Joe Jonas.
That's what it
Didn't
is.
Didn't he say, like, get over it?
It was deal with it. Deal. Period. With. Period. It. Period.
I'm surprised you didn't put a clapping in there.
Well, he put the periods, so. And all caps, and that's yelling on the internet.
So it's thereby pretty much a slam dunk. If I were in a courtroom right now, I would stand
which
up
you're
in the
not.
Jury
I
box.
Mean, don't you are getting a little big for your britches, okay, Mr. Jury Duty.
Mr. Alleged Jury Duty. You, sir, are guilty as charged.
I object.
I object.
You.
And specifically because first of all, what? Who would ever write this story? Also, I just feel bad for the schlemiel over it. People who got the email, like from Mr. Vitolo Jr.
Like, I guess this is my story.
I guess I'm going to write about how much Katie Holmes is smitten.
Ale Russian.
With, what did you say?
Ale Russian.
Oh my God, I thought you said something.
Oh, no, the name of the person who wrote that story
rhymes
was
with Schmanel.
Oh,
it's like, excuse you.
No, the person who was responsible for that story was Ale Russian.
Oh, okay. That's a name of a person?
Get
How
it.
Do you spell that?
No, don't wear it out. No, seriously. Ale, A-L-E.
Oh.
Russian.
Maybe like, Allie?
Oh, maybe. But why would you? People, don't do that to your children.
Don't do that to your
it's
children.
It's spelled A-L-E, which is
Ale. Ale.
Yeah. Don't do that. It probably is Allie, but don't do that.
It's a female, and she's an editorial assistant at People.
Her name is Allie, and I'm annoyed now.
Do you want
do
me
that to your kid?
Should we tweet her? Hey, we are annoyed at your parents.
I mean, she probably is sick and tired of it, too, because every time she showed up in class from kindergarten on, they were like, Ale, and she was like, it's Allie.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know?
But if that's her, you know, biggest row to hoe, as they say.
I don't know that it will be.
Sounds like an episode of The Maury Show.
Which
is that can still I say, on?
Can I? Did you not hear me? Did I not tell you?
You told us.
You told us Jerry Springer.
Yep, that you were watching that.
Oh,
did you mean Mopo?
I got my old white guy talk shows mixed up.
You were watching Mopo?
No, and it wasn't Mopo. It was Jerry.
It was Jerry.
Sorry, I got my Springers and Mopoviches confused. No, they had that on in the jury waiting area. I was like, I don't know that Jerry Springer isn't a
Jerry, Jerry, Jerry. But really, is Mopo still on?
Yes.
Oh,
we would.
God.
We would know.
I was blown
that
away that
ended.
More or that Jerry is still
Jay Springs,
on. Mr. Springy. He's still got a spring in his step.
Go figure. Yeah, Mopo's still on since 1991. 23 seasons. Congratulations, Maury.
Yeah.
Wow.
Cash on that check.
Look at that. He's
you just
still
know that
doing
Connie Chung is like, yes.
Exactly. Boy, I wanna see what goes on Mopo these days. I think I'm gonna set my
DVR.
Haven't
they done all the shows?
That's what I'm saying. I'm gonna set the DVR.
Here's what's on
today.
I used
to be a daily watcher.
Here's today's episode.
Okay, what's on today?
I don't make boys. I can't be your son's father.
Oh, this is just exactly what I was hoping Maury Povich would still
be
bringing.
Is that a man saying he can't birth or he what?
We don't have time to talk about this, Bradley.
I got
to go to jury duty. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, tell us the funny thing your kid did that they got from watching you. 651-641-1071.